presents the New Northerners program. With the calm patience of the woods, I wait for leaf and blossom when God gives us spring. Tonight, the Northerners present a special program of music to herald the coming of spring and celebrate the festival of Easter. This is another in the Northerners' new series of broadcasts brought to you in stereophonic sound, a new dimension in radio listening which you may enjoy by tuning in both AM and FM receivers to WMAQ and WMAQ-FM. At Easter time particularly, we think of those of God's men who served him with strength and courage. The themes for many of our best-known spirituals were furnished by these men and their work. Among them was Joshua, who was sent with his people to inhabit the land that was promised to Moses. Listen for the voice of baritone Earl Wilkie as the Northerner's Octet brings you the favorite and rhythmical spiritual, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Spring doesn't become springtime until Easter, when the trees are filled with birds and the branches are bursting with bloom. The mist of the Easter sun filters through the gardens of the earth, and the Northerners' ensemble, under the direction of Mr. Richard Shores, brings you I Heard a Forest Praying.
And burn.
As perennial as the crocuses and violets that spring up every year at this time is the Irving Berlin song Easter Parade, a song that by its very nature seems to have been with us for many, many years, but actually was first published in 1933. We're in a festive mood and thinking of the finery we'll wear and the walk we'll take in the warming sunshine on Easter. The Northerners Ensemble, with the solo voices of June Brown, Marilyn Powell, and Wayne Van Dyne, now paint a picture of Easter Sunday afternoon. Just a few days ago, a Northern Trust customer put this question to his attorney. I want to appoint the Northern Trust Company as executor and trustee, but can I arrange to have my brother handle some of the duties, too? He was pleased to find that he could have his brother, or any person of his choice, act with the bank as co-executor in administering his estate. In certain cases, there are specific advantages that result from providing for joint action of this kind. For example, the brother will bring to the estate management an intimate knowledge of the family circumstances and all the personal matters involved. The trust company will provide the experienced organization necessary to provide continuing management and the facilities to get things done smoothly at minimum cost. The question naturally comes up, how can I arrange such a co-executorship that will be practical and workable? Our advice is to consult your attorney in this matter. The drafting of your will calls for skillful planning
and your attorney is the only one with the training, experience, and knowledge required to draw a will. He can make sure that your instructions will cause no legal difficulties later on. The Northern Trust Company is one of the oldest and best-known trust institutions in the Middle West, and will be pleased to work with you and your attorney in accomplishing your objectives. Your will is one of the most important papers you'll ever sign, for it'll put into action plans to dispose of the securities and other assets it has taken you a lifetime to accumulate. The whole subject is so vitally important that the Northern Trust has gathered together detailed information about wills and estate planning in a booklet entitled, Does Your Will Need Replanning? It explains the steps to take in planning your estate and describes the role of the executor. The booklet also tells how specialists like the Northern Trust lend invaluable aid in the complicated processes of estate management. If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, come into the Northern Trust Company tomorrow or write for your copy tonight. Our address is 50 South LaSalle Street, Chicago 90, Illinois. That's the Northern Trust Company, 50 South LaSalle Street, Chicago 90, the northwest corner of LaSalle and Monroe. Just ask for the will book. You'll receive a copy promptly.
As with all holidays in America, Easter is a time of rejoicing for the children. And the Easter egg is a very old emblem of this festive occasion. In many lands, the egg is made of some gay-hued material and is filled with trinkets. But throughout our land, it's the fabled Easter rabbit who secretly deposits delightfully colored eggs for the children to find and enjoy. Yes, the children's Easter is a happy Easter, and the Northerners dip back into their memories, pick up their Easter baskets, and join in the fun with a song that is a current favorite with the tricycle set. Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hopping, Easter's on his way.
Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy.
Things to make your Easter bright and gay.
He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue.
There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter
Anton Rubinstein, the composer, certainly felt the great significance of the Russian Easter, for in the year 1855, he created what he called Sacred Opera. One of these works has retained a firm hold on all of us. It is one of Rubinstein's most inspired works. Rev Angelique from Kamennoi Ostro presents a series of pictures of the Isle of Kamennoi, scenes of peace and tranquility, as you will feel with this interpretation by Richard Shores and the orchestra.
Thank you.
Perhaps the greatest and best known of all Easter music is Handel's Messiah, and particularly that of the Hallelujah Chorus, Hail to Jehovah. No Easter program is complete without it, for it envisions the white-robed choir, the lilies, the serenity and the happiness of Eastertide. It is a truly triumphant song, and to bring it to you in all its glory, the Northern Trust has invited four outstanding Chicago singers to join the Northerners group tonight. We are pleased to have as our guests Miss Ruth Slater, Miss Audrey Paul, Mrs. Evelyn Reynolds, and Miss Virginia Speaker. They join us now for the Northerners' presentation of the Hallelujah Chorus. When you appoint the Northern Trust Company as your executor or co-executor or as trustee of your estate, you place your estate in the same competent hands that have served third and fourth generations of families in this area. For a free copy of the booklet, Does Your Will Need Replanning?, which explains many ways to meet your estate problems, stop in at the Northern Trust Company tomorrow or write for a copy tonight. We're at 50 South LaSalle Street, Chicago 90. But please, stop in if you can. You like what you see,
and we know you'll benefit by doing business with the Northern Trust.
Northerners program. Music and drama brought to you each week in stereophonic sound by the Northern Trust Company of Chicago. The Northern Trust, a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and Federal Reserve System, is located at the northwest corner of LaSalle and Monroe Streets in downtown Chicago, convenient to all forms of transportation. We hope you enjoyed our presentation tonight of Eastertime music. Next week, the Northerners will have as their guest Mr. Burr Tilstrom, creator of the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie Network television show. Mr. Tilstrom will bring you an enchanting story by James Thurber entitled Many Moons. Many Moons is a delightful and charming fantasy. We're happy to tell you that Mr. Tilstrom's appearance marks another first for the New Northerners program, because his appearance with us next week will be his first performance as an individual radio entertainer. Be sure to tune in next week at 9 when the Northerners, Richard Shores and the orchestra, and Burr Tilstrom with his five voices from the realm of fantasy bring you another new adventure in radio listening. Now, this is Jim Bannon wishing you a pleasant good night and reminding you you'll benefit by doing business with the Northern Trust.
This is the NBC Radio Network.